Now, the United States claims a recent airstrike in Somalia has killed nearly 60 al-Shabaab militants. U.S. military says this is the largest attack against a terror group that's taken place last year near Harar, there in the central part of the country. Attack was carried out as part of a joint operation with Somali forces. Last air raid in November 2017 killed more than 100 al-Shabaab fighters. The U.S. carries out airstrikes in a number of countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. Washington says its attacks target militant groups, but reports on the ground show civilians are usually the main victims of such attacks. Joining us now out of Canada is Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. I'm really interested to get your thoughts on this. I mean, we know al-Shabaab, the kind of, you know, rough people. But do you think these 60 people that were supposedly targeted and killed were all militants, possibly for a gathering? Or do you think there's a lot of civilians killed in that 60 number figure coming out?
Well, the studies have shown that there's a disproportionate number of civilians that are killed with these strikes. The Americans claim that these are militants or these are terrorists, but it's an entirely subjective categorization. And of course, the Americans would never kill anybody who's not a threat to them. And that, and their definition includes two-year-old children, you know, women, children, elders, and whatever. So, you know, it's really a game of, it's a fraudulent game, because these attacks are constantly being done, and they've been called in on wedding parties. They have. There was an incident several years ago where there was a Gurja. It was a meeting of Afghan elders and tribal leaders under the auspices of the government, and the Americans called in a drone strike and killed over 45, you know, tribal leaders. And this was an officially sanctioned meeting, but the Americans ended up killing 45, you know, Afghan leaders from the group. You have. I guess there's obviously invasion of privacy. This is used for spying and such. And of course, the general rules of law would apply. The Geneva Convention, you know, you cannot target civilians. You cannot use a weapon that indiscriminately targets civilians, like cluster bombs, for example. But also, I would argue, you know, these drones firing Hellfire missiles and stuff are, you know, probably, I would say 75% or more of the casualties are in fact innocent civilians, and many of them children. Or the Americans have targeted people because they don't like their political views, or there's the suspect that at some point in the future they may resort to terrorism, okay? But this is an extrajudicial form of murder, and there is no authority from Security Council to authorize this. In most cases, there's no authority from the governments that are in charge authorizing this. For example, what I described it was in Pakistan, actually. The government, the president, the prime minister, the head of the army, all condemned these drone strikes. And in fact, they even passed a law in the Pakistani parliament saying these drone strikes are illegal. The trouble is, it hasn't stopped the Americans from committing these, you know, illegal drone strikes, because they don't have the sanction of the government. Now, Somalia, I would argue there is no government. You've got factions fighting each other. The Americans will say, this is our faction, and they're the government, and we're working with them to kill people that they don't like, or that the Americans don't like, or are standing in the way of you know, possible future you know, American exploitation of gas and oil resources in the area. Somalia, I think, is a case that comes to mind. So you have, you know, these, the general rules of war. You can't cannot target civilians. You cannot, you've got to protect civilians, avoid property damage, protect medical, you know, I guess people operating to save people. What the CIA was doing in Iraq and places like that, they would launch a drone strike at a target, and then they would blow it up and kill a bunch of people. And then when people and medical personnel would go there to do it, they did a second drone strike to kill the people who were going to try to rescue people. That's called a double tap, and it is clearly illegal, and is in fact targeting people that are protected, civilians, medical personnel, etc. So the Americans are doing terrible things. Obama, in response to pressure and criticism, he set up a system that they had to report on the number of drone strikes in war zones But now Trump has not met those obligations. They're saying it's under review. They haven't published it. And they're giving, you know, treating it much more secret and giving the CIA carte blanche to kill anybody they want as long as they can say, hey, we don't like this guy. We think he's a terrorist. And bam, you press a button and they're dead.
Thank you, Mr. Corrigan. Always appreciate you on the program. Mr. Edward Corrigan there out of Ontario, international human rights lawyer, everyone.